Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Psalms 27, and we will read together verses 11 through 14, and then we can be seated. Amen. Allow me first to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, God, Your Ways Are Better. God, Your Ways Are Better. And so I have the Word of God right up here on the screen, and it reads, let's read together. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. Verse 13, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Say that with me again. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing reader's word. You may be seated. Saints, knowing biblical principles is essential for living the Christian life as God desires. Amen? And perhaps the most important one to learn is to obey God and leave all the consequences to Him. And alongside it is another one that's very important, saints. Learn to wait on God for His timing. Timing is all that matters once you come into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Obeying the Lord, saints, doesn't just include doing what he desires, but doing whatever he calls when he says and how he says it. Can I get amen? Because we all know that when we get our hands in the middle of it, it doesn't go the way it's supposed to go. We got to allow God, amen, to work out those issues in our life. Now, let's look up here. To keep in step with God's perfect will, we must guard against jumping ahead of Him. And that's one of the things that we are prone to do because a lot of times we're not patient and we want answers now. We want resolve now. I came from an industry where you had to put out so many trusses when I worked in the lumber yard years ago. And man, it was a production line, and they demanded these things to take place. You couldn't take your time. You had to go, 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 go. But in the kingdom of God, it's opposite. You have to wait on God. And so although waiting on the Lord is not always easy, saints, we can never go wrong by patiently letting Him lead us according to His timing. Because when we step ahead of Him, trouble awaits us. I hope you know that. But if we trust His guidance, He will lead us into His eternal will. How many would rather be in His will and accomplish more than we had ever had in mind? So when we are in a hurry to make a decision and move forward rather than seeking God's timing, we need to take heed to the words mentioned that King David wrote. Look what King David wrote back in Psalms. Did you know that this man had a whole bunch of enemies? I hope you know that. And a lot of the enemies he brought onto himself, but a lot of times they came because the enemy wanted to thwart God's plan. But let's look at Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Why do we need to wait for the Lord? Because God's timing isn't just good, it's perfect. It's perfect. I hope you know that. It's perfect. His ways are perfect, and his timing is impeccable, totally impeccable. Saints, he's also omniscient. He knows all things. He knows the past, he knows the present, and he knows the future. God knows everything. And so when your mind can conceive and receive the word of God that he knows all things, we should never want to fret and worry. Why? Because he's working out all those things for our good. Can I get amen? Amen. Despite of ourselves, he's working those things out that are good. Look at it says in 1 John 3:20. For if our heart condemns us, God is what? Greater than our heart and knows what? All things. And all means what? All. He knows all things. And so a lot of times we want to self-impose ourselves and cause ourselves for resolution. We demand resolution. But here's the thing. When you wait on God, he'll make it beautiful. In his time. Oh, yes, he will. You see, saints, he knows not only the mindset details of our lives, but those of everything around us. For he mentions even knowing when a sparrow falls or when we lose all of our hair. Do you know he knows all the hairs on your head? I hope you know that. Look what it says right up here in God's word. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Listen, God is concerned for every aspect and detail of your life. Nothing that takes place in our lives goes unaware. He knows the past, the present, and the future of our lives. Can I get amen? And he knows exactly when it's time for him to supernaturally intervene. Yes. Yes. And he will make things all beautiful. But there are times when we have to go through. We have to see what the issue is. And God is saying, I prepared your heart, now go through it. Last week we talked about the Cat 5 storms. Yes, and when those Cat 5 storms come in our life, God wants us right in the eye of that storm, because that's where it's peaceful. Everything around you is falling apart, but right in the middle of that Cat 5, you can find peace and joy. Right in the midst of turmoil, right in the midst of it. Can I get amen? And so not only does God know everything that will occur until the end of history itself, but he also knows our very thoughts even before we speak forth. Oh yeah, I got the word right up here. Look at this. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. So before you even speak anything, he already knows what you're going to speak out. Be careful. So when you speak out, make sure you're speaking out blessings. Amen. I've heard it said like this: we can bless in the morning and curse someone in the evening. Watch yourself. Can I get amen? My goodness, my goodness. Because he knows it all together. But the prophets of old understood these things. They prophesied not only the coming of the Lord for the first time, but also they understood, because God gave them revelation on the condition of the heart. You see, the majority of the issues in life is the issue of the heart. And sometimes God has to go in and he has to do divine supernatural surgery on our hearts so that we would have a better perspective of what has gone awry. But look at this right up here. Remember the former things, O Lord, Isaiah 46. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Say that with me. There is none like me. So there's really no other source to turn to but God. Can I get amen? Amen. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Did you know that God takes pleasure in using you? when he called us out of our mother's womb. He had a plan that you cannot comprehend, even in the midst of turmoil.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, that's right. Just because we enter into turmoil and we go into those Cat 5 storms, he's not done with us. He's working out all things. He's working it out. Can I get an amen? Why? Because he loves us. He doesn't want to see us fail. He wants to see us continue. Why? Because the enemy wants to render us useless. But let me just say this. God, hallelujah, hallelujah, will stand with his people. Can I get an amen? He will. And he will make things useful in his time. Oh, thank you, God. Saints, God knows our hearts from afar. You know, before you step into the scene or wherever you're going, he sees you coming. Did you know that? God sees you coming. He sees you from afar. He even saw us in our mother's womb, as I just spoke. Oh, yes, I got word to back that up. Right up here, look at this. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar, what? Off. Nothing surprises God. I hope you know that. So this is why I'm always saying, Lord, purify my thoughts. Even in my own thought life, I need to get lined up according to your will. Amen? You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. That's right. Listen, we're not going to live a perfect life here on earth. I hope you know that. But he is perfecting those things in our life. And what's the purpose for that? To bring him glory and honor and praise. Because a dying world, an unbelieving world, need to see God in you. Can I get amen? The hope of glory. It's the hope of glory. And then King David, God gave King David wisdom and understanding and knowledge. And it's for us today that we can receive the engrafted word and that God would raise us up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. But look what he wrote also later on in that passage. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet not even, what, unformed. He knew us before the foundation of the world. And in your book, they were all written. The days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Wow. You know, when you read the Genesis account, when the earth was still dull and dark and nothing was formed, he still knew us before the foundation of the world. So there's nothing that can get past God regarding the issues of our life. Can I get amen? I'm here to let you know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think and ask and hope for. Just hang on to him. Don't let him go. The enemy, all he is the boogeyman. He just wants to say boo in your life. And yet God is greater than that. You got to remember old Slewfoot. I always say Satan, he's old Slewfoot. He has no teeth. Can I get amen? He barks a lot, but he has no teeth. Saints, the Lord sees every aspect of our lives, including our needs and desires. It's his great wisdom. He understands what's best for you and I. His divine schedule for our lives is always perfect and achieves his good pleasures in us and through us. So in contrast, saints, we are often in a hurry to get what we want. You know, I like to say it like this. When Yolanda and I, we're taking, you know, R&R, and we're just relaxing, and hey, let's go have some popcorn. I like to just go to the stove and put the oil in and then just wait till it gets hot and then it starts popping. Because if you throw it into the microwave in a bag, as soon as it cools off, you're chewing on rubber tire. You are. I'd rather wait, be patient until it's done, right, amen? Well, this is what God expects for us, is to wait on him. Let him bring those things that we desire and what we need according to his will. And that we should pray about this situation and wait for God to unfold the path that he has for us. He has a plan. His plan is greater than ours. Can I get an amen? Much greater than ours. But in our haste to move ahead, we often make big decisions without asking the Lord to show us his perfect timing in all the matters that involve our life. Yet, saints, God has provided everything we need to obey his will. Listen, saints, when he saved us, he gave us the indwelling spirit to be with us forever. How many are so blessed to know that he has sealed us until the day of redemption? Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a guarantee that when Jesus comes again, he will redeem his people. Hallelujah. And I hope you know, you've heard this in the past. I hope you got your seat belts. Strap them in, because we're going to meet them in the air. So if you get air sickness, don't worry. You're in good hands with the Lord. Can I get an amen? One of the tasks of the Holy Spirit is to guide us according to God's will and his word. He cautions us regarding wrong directions and quickens us to do what's right. Why? Because we are not sufficient in ourselves to make sometimes wise decisions. How many need him? How many need to rely on him? Can I get an amen? Look at this right up here, saints. When God says wait, that's exactly what he means for us to do. Wait, hold, slow your roll. Slow your roll. I always share this with single folks. Wait. Don't rush. Just make sure that God is sending you a flower from his garden. That's all I got to say. Amen. You don't want a thorn. You want a rosebud, don't you? Amen. Wait on the Lord. Make sure it's God. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Because sometimes that thorn hurts. You ever got pricked in your finger by a thorn? Picking that beautiful flower? Ow, why? Therefore, we need to learn to listen to him and follow his directions rather than trying to figure out a course of action and plunging ahead. If we make it a habit to listen to God throughout our lives, saints, then we'll be ready to hear him. And we need his direction in pressing times. How many of you can honestly say, let's just say within the last 6 months, God has allowed you to go through a pressing time? Pressing times. Something that you could have never imagined. And all of a sudden, that pressing time is upon you now. So God is saying, okay, I got this figured out. You got to wait on me now. You got to slow your roll. Can I get an amen? So let's look at this. What are the requirements for waiting upon God? What are they? Going ahead, closing our ears, closing this. Oh, I'm going to do it my way. Many of us, we all want that Burger King life, having it my way. But we need to have God's word in every aspect of our life. Can I get an amen? Because you got to remember, it's not you reading the Bible. It's the Bible reading you. God knows how to fix us. He created us. He knows every cell and fiber of our being. And so if he knows how to fix us, then that's why we need to draw close to him, not run from him. Can I get amen? Amen. And so one of the requirements is this. It's very simple. Trust. Trust in God. If we understand who God is, we can trust him because he knows so much more than we do. I hope you know that. Yes. And his timing is always right and it's impeccable. He is not depriving us of anything, but is doing what is best for you and I according to his wisdom and knowledge. His wisdom and knowledge is what we need in our life. Can I get amen? We can get emotionally distraught, But then we leave his wisdom behind. No, we need his wisdom to be the forefront of our lives. Can I get amen? He has to be high and lifted up and exalted in our lives. And so he invites us to seek and to knock in prayer and promises to answer according to his divine timing and purpose. This is why he left us his word. Look what he says in his word right up here. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open unto you. Some of you have been knocking and knocking and knocking. You know what I say to you? Keep knocking. Because if he gave you something that you wanted right now, it's possible you can't handle it right now. And there are times when we just have to wait. Just wait upon him in prayer and fasting and serving him and loving him. Can I get amen? And glorifying his name. Therefore, saints, we must not think that if the answer doesn't come immediately, then God will never provide what we've requested. No. Instead, we should remember God's power, wisdom, love, knowledge, and trust that he controls every circumstance and will provide what is good. Can I get amen? How many of you can honestly say God's been good to you? Oh, come on. He's been good to you. He's been good to you. He's been good to me. God is so good. He's kept us in this building for 10. Man, I'm telling you. Praise God. I mean, there's some wonderful fellowships around our town, but they have to break down a middle school, and then that's all they have. It's just that one service. We've been blessed. Yes, we have. Can I get amen? We have a place to come and worship him and praise him. You know, my desire is to watch you grow. Grow in your faith. Grow in the abundance of love of God. If there's any agenda, that's the agenda, to watch you grow. And that you would go share the love of God with someone else. Can I get amen? And so remember that God's in perfect control. He wants the best for us. Can I get amen? Look what Paul wrote to the Roman church right up here. He wrote this. Let love be without hypocrisy. You know, I can easily say, oh, sister, I love you. Man, I love you. I love you so much. And then in the same breath, did you know about... Whoa.
He knows it all.
And God sees you speaking that right out of your mouth. That's why the word of God says cling. Cling. That means, say that with me, cling.
Cling.
Come on, that means don't let go. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Look at this. In honor, giving preference to one another. Holy, high in esteem, your neighbor, your brother, your sister, your children, your husband, your wife, your aunt, your uncle. Hold them highly esteemed. And when they sin against you, forgive them. Can I get amen? You got to forgive them. Oh my God, that's the hardest thing. Do I have to forgive them, God? Yeah, because he forgave us at the cross. Look at this. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in what? Hope. Patient in tribulation. Well, that's the toughest one. Oh, man, do I really have to go through this, God? Yes, you do. At this moment, you do. This is all tailor-made for you. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. See, this is what I love about God. He knows the outcome. And his outcome is so much better than ours. Can I get amen? This is why, you know, if you go watch a movie, don't tell me none of the movie. I know the outcome. I want to know the outcome for myself. Can I get amen? So if his provision doesn't come immediately, it's because we really don't need it, or it's not good for us at that moment, or it's not the right time to have it. So now we looked at trust. Now we have to look at what? Patience. That one, patience. Really, do I have to wait? We had to change We had to change doctors because our coverage said, you have to go to over there now. I had to wait 5 hours in that doctor, just being patient. Oh, God. But you know what? It was all worth it because now the things that Yolanda and I need are being facilitated. But you have to be patient. Can I get amen? You have to be patient. And this is why King David said, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways. So what if someone's prospering right now? You know what? Pray for them and praise God for them. Amen? Because your blessing's coming too. Yeah. Don't rise up in jealousy because someone's getting blessed. You just say, praise the Lord. And continue to pray for them. Amen? That God will use those things that were given to them that they would honor God. And you keep on honoring God. Look at this. Why? Because the man who brings wicked schemes. Look at that. Let's read that again. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret it only because it causes what? Harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. Just wait. I'd rather wait. You know why? Because what God has for me is so much better than my impatience. Sometimes when we're impatient, we get what we don't deserve. Can I get amen? Praise God. God is good. Saints, waiting could cause us to be anxious and impatient because it seems like God isn't doing anything right now. However, saints, we must remember that he loves us and gives good guidance. He gives provision. He gives us help and strength during the time that we're waiting for him. So lean on him. Remember, here's the key thing. Always remember what he has done for you in the past. You see, in the Old Testament, God had put in the hearts of the leaders to make landmarks, places what they conquered, where certain mountains in Israel, where it was a place of remembrance. Why? Why would they have to write it down? Because our feeble minds will forget. But when you write it down, it becomes what? A landmark. And so we are to always remember what God has done for us in the past. And if he has delivered us in issues of the heart from the past, guess what? He's going to deliver you again and again and again because we serve a mighty God. So listen, saints, when David was anointed king of Israel as a teenager, he had no idea that he would have to wait 12 years. Remember, when the prophet came and anointed him and poured oil on him, he was just a little kid. But 12 years came to pass, and God's promises were fulfilled. Can I get an amen? So we may have seemed like a waste of time was actually God's perfect plan for his life. When you read his account, when you read his story, perfect plan for his life worked out. God, listen to this, saints. God wasn't acting against David in the delay, but for him. Remember that. Whatever God is doing right now, and there seems like a delay, a lull time, it's for us. It's for you to just get with God and to seek him with your whole heart, soul, and mind and learn about his love for us, his grace and his mercy. You know, some people have a bad image of God. They think he's up there with a bat waiting for you to fumble. Oh, there he goes. Boom, let me hit him on the head. No. He's there to pick us up. He's there to lift us up. He's there when we're downcasted and we're and our hearts are weighing heavy on us through the issues of life. He's there to pick you up and say, you can make it. I love you with an everlasting love. I came to the cross for that issue. Now trust in me and watch me work it out. He works out all things according to his what? Glory. So don't lose heart. This is not time. Hey, listen, this is not time to throw in the towel. You know, we murmur and complain, but you know what? God is not done with your life. I hope you know that. And so we looked at trust. We need to look at courage. We need to have courage in the midst of our Cat 5 storm. Can I get amen? Courage. God wants us to have courage, knowing that if God is for me, who can be against me? And when you come knowing that God is with you, you'll be able to stand. Stand in that day. That's right. Saints, when an offer, an opportunity looks like it's good and it seems right, it takes courage to wait on God. Why? Because we may have to say no to something that we really want right now. Even if others don't understand our decision and urge us to go ahead, if it's not according to God's will or timing, it's the wrong choice. That's why we gotta wait. Discern all things. Make sure that God is giving you peace about the decisions that we make in life. Can I get amen? Look what it says right here in Psalms. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints. For the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. You see, one of the things that is contrary to faith is pride. And so we must learn how to eradicate those prideful things in our life. Can I get amen? Because God wants glory from our lives, but if we're holding up pride, pride is the killer to all things. It's the enemy to faith. We need to have faith to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Can I get amen? Amen. So be of good courage, and he shall strengthen what? Your heart. This is what needs to be strengthened. We could go to the gym and, you know, we could build muscles. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But this is the muscle that needs to be exercised, is your heart of faith. Strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. And I believe all of us hope in the Lord. Amen. We wouldn't be here if we didn't have no hope. We're here because we hope in God. Saints, we can't fathom all the difficulties and problems that could come if we move forward in disobedience instead of waiting patiently and courageously for God to make way and clear the path for us. I'd rather have him mow the weeds in my life than for me to go in there and try to mow the weeds in my life. You know why? Because there's boulders underneath those weeds. Guess what? He gets the boulders out too. He gets everything out of the way. And all we have to do with joy is follow him. I'm following you, Lord. You paved that way, God. That's right. God knows our dilemma. He knows what we're going through. And so, saints, another aspect that we need to have in the days that we live in is we had courage, we trust, we have to be patient, right? But we also have to have determination. We are determined to serve the Lord. We are determined to press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. We have to be determined that the world's behind us and the cross before us. Can I get amen? Why? Because he cannot fail us. That's not one of his attributes to fail. Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave. Can I get amen? So he came to this earth to save us from that ugly place called hell. He pulled us out of there. Some of us were headed there in a handbasket. That's right. But he came through the highways and the byways. Hallelujah. And he called each and every one of us by name. We need to be determined. Why? Because the influence of others has a powerful effect on us. It takes fortitude to wait on the Lord. I hope you know that. While the situation may look right on the outside, if the Holy Spirit is cautioning us, we must make up our minds to obey him rather than give in to others' opinions and advice. There's nothing wrong with opinions and advice, but you know what? I want the ultimate decision made by the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? That's right. We need to be determined. Paul, how many believe that Paul the Apostle was determined? You know, the majority of the epistles he wrote, they were in prison. He was bound up to prisoners. And listen, it wasn't Donovan's prison, okay? They didn't have the running amenities. They didn't have hot and water. They couldn't watch Super Bowl on a big screen in prison. Matter of fact, it was the opposite. It was rat infested. And they probably had to go bathroom right where they were. And yet, he was determined to bring you and I the Word of God. He was determined. I don't care what you're going through right now, but if a man can write in prison, rat infested, and bring us hope, the hope of glory, hallelujah, God's able to deliver us from any situation in life. Can I get an amen? That's right. He's able. This is why God put in Paul's heart, the Holy Spirit put it. Listen, this is like a race. How many of you like track and field? It's kind of like, almost like watching golf sometimes. I like football, but, you know. But still, it's a race. God is saying, prepare yourself. Always be ready. And be determined to cross the line. Can I get an amen? How many want to cross the line? How many want to cross that line? And when you get on the other side, Jesus is right there saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Come on. That's music to my ears. And it's by faith. What God has done. That's right. Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things, but they do it to obtain a what? Perishable crown. See, the unbelieving world, they're going to get a what? Perishable crown. But look, for us as believers, but we for an imperishable crown. Man, it's going to go on for eternity. When God, you know, I've heard it said like this, that whatever God gives you, we're going to throw it at his feet. I'm going to tell you that I thought that I'm going to say, thank you, God. Thank you for everything you have given me. I'm not going to give it back. You're giving it to me. So, yeah, I'm going to cherish it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. How many are going to cherish the things that God has done in your life? And he will not disappoint. Can I get amen? And so, saints, God's determined to do one thing. And we see our culture. Pray for our president. Pray for how the media has bombarded him. I've been alive for 60 years. I've never seen a president getting thrashed like I'm seeing before, ever before. And it's not about right or being left. It's about honor the seat. Honor the seat. He's sitting in the highest place of this land. And so we need to honor the seat. Can I get an amen? You may disapprove of some of the things, but I'm saying this. This is the first president that I've ever seen where he has 100 pastors praying for him. Laying hands on him. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And so God has called the church to pray for that man. Why? Because if this culture goes in the way it's going right now, none of us want to see judgment. Can I get amen? No, man. We want this nation to be a light and a city on a hill for all the world to see the glory of God. Can I get amen? But what's happening is the pulpits are being silent and being muzzled. We need to speak out righteousness. Amen? Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So this is what God's determined. If he has to bring judgment, and I'm saying, oh God, will you take the church out before you have to bring this hideous thing? But look what it says right here in Zephaniah. Look at this. Therefore, wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination. See, even God's determined. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. This is why this is not time to play games. This is not time to play church. This is time to be the church. Can I get amen? We need to be the church. We need to be about our Father's business. We don't have time for all these issues and these isms and schisms. Can I get amen? God is saying, get right before me now and move forward. Yes. And I will take care of all the issues of your life. Just trust in the Lord.
Yes, that's right.
Trust in Him. And He will see us through. So another attribute that God wants us to have is not just determination, not just patience, not just trust, but also we need strength. Strength. This is not time to grow weary in well-doing. Can I get amen? This is time to gird up your loins with truth. This is time to get stronger. Stronger in Christ. When we are tempted to jump ahead of God, we must remember that Almighty God is the source of our strength. And He will provide the power we need to wait patiently. This is all about waiting patiently for Him. Amen? Look what it says in Philippians. I can do all things through Him who what? Strengthens me. God is the one that will strengthen you. But you got to acknowledge Him. Can I get amen? But here's what happens. All the attributes we're learning right now or being reminded of is one enemy to the cross will cripple us and render us useless. And that word and that attribute is fear.
Yes. Yes.
Fear. You could be walking with Christ for 60 years, and as soon as fear sets in, what did you say, God? Huh? Look at this. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Can I get amen? Say that with me. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Can I get amen? I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, this is why we need Him every day. Can I get amen? Even if it doesn't go your way. Even when it looks like, man, the bag has just bursted and everything's falling through. You ever go to the beach and pick up sand and it goes right through your fingers? Don't let that dismay you in any aspect. Know that God is with you. And if He's for you, who can what? Be against you. So we need to be courageous. We need to be determined. We need all those aspects, right? Look what it says right here in Deuteronomy. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Can I get amen to that? Hallelujah. God is so good. That's right. And beyond this, saints, He can even change the desires of our heart to align with His will and give us a strong passion to obey Him. Can I get amen? A lot of times we're going, oh God, this is the way I think you need to fix it. And then He says, no, I have a whole different plan for you. Man, I don't know how many situations I found myself in that. And yet I find out His ways are better. His plans are better. It's more richer. And He fills us with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, yes, He does. Yes, He does. So now, once we gather strength and patience and trust and being courageous, can I get amen? Then there's another attribute that we need, and that's endurance. We got to, well, okay, Lord, I know this is tough, but I'm going to press. I'm going to press. You've strengthened me. I'm trusting in You. Okay, I'm being patient with You. But now, God, I need to endure this trial right now. Because I know when I get on the other side of this trial, man, it's going to be a sunny day. Right now, you're in a Cat 5 storm. Some of you are. But God is the one that sees us through all of our dilemmas. Can I get an amen? You know, I was talking to Brother G last week. And we were talking. He goes, how long have you been pastoring? I go, this church, 10 years. 5 years home fellowship. And that Mission Valley Christian Fellowship, 3 years working on the altar call. So about 18 years of just me, Sister Yolanda, just plowing ahead. And, you know, we're always saying, okay, Lord, you know, how long do we keep going? How long? You know, Every one of us in our humanity, we're always thinking, okay, maybe it's time to retire. I don't know. And God came back. After having that conversation, God came back and said to me, just like I told Peter, I'm telling you now, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. You know why? You know why he told me to keep feeding the sheep of God? And why he's raised up pastors around the world? Because we are so feeble-minded and our memories could only go so long. In other words, can you remember what you did at 4 o'clock yesterday? Or how about what you did Wednesday at 2:30 in the afternoon? That memory is really vague, isn't it? So God reminded me, you keep on teaching the people of God faith and love and endurance and patience. Why? Because this is what we need to continue. Because we can easily forget what he has done for us. And this is why we need to be lovingly reminded of his grace and his mercy and his love toward us. That he knows what's best for us, even in the midst of turmoil. Thank you, God. So we need that endurance. Can I get amen? Endurance. We need that. You see, saints, if the Lord calls us to wait, we need endurance to stand firm when other people give their opinions and other suggestions regarding what we should do. Paul understood this. Look at this right here in Romans. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings. You know what? That's one of the hardest things to confess to God. Oh, God, yeah, I'm happy through this suffering, God. I'm having a great time, man.
Bring it. Come on.
We rejoice in our sufferings. Why? Because God will be high and lifted up through your dilemma. Through your trial. People will see what you're going through. Can I get amen? And they'll know that there's a God in heaven. That as God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that he can do for you, guess what? They will too.
Yes, that's right.
Knowing that the suffering produces what? Endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces what? Hope. That's what we need in the day that we live in. We need hope. When the world has, and when the culture has changed, and when every state of the union can marry same sex and all those things, when New York can say we can terminate a child after birth, this is where the church needs to stand. Can I get amen? We need to be about our Father's business. Oh, thank you, God. Blessed. Say this with me. Blessed is the man, blessed is the woman. Say that with me. Blessed is the man, and blessed is the woman. Because this is what James wrote. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. You know, sometimes, man, he's just gonna put your feet under the fire. But you know what he's doing? He's purifying things in your life. Things that you didn't know it was there. But he's purifying those things in your life. Look at that. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the what? The crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. And we're all here because we love him. We love Jesus. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And even the book of Hebrews says this. Look at this. For you have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Promised. How many believe that God has promised you, hallelujah, eternal life? You know what? I'll trade in this world for that life. Because that life doesn't have a clock on the wall. And we won't be going, man, when is that preacher going to be done? They're going to run out of ribs at Hometown Buffet. Oh, by the way, they closed that down now, so there's no ribs there. Hey. I think he did it intentionally. So you could be here a few more minutes. Listen, God loves you. He loves me. So listen, when he said that we are to rejoice in sufferings, that's a tough pill to swallow, huh? That's not like take two aspirins and call me in the morning. No, there's some things we got to go through. Can I get amen? But we're able to go through with him. If you're on your own strength, you're on your own. And the majority of the time, we crash and burn. And then we allow him to scrape us up from the ground after we've done a face plant. I've done many face plants. But how many believe that if you could count it all joy, there's blessings for you?
Yes. Huh?
If you could count it all joy? Look at what it says right up here. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces what? Steadfastness. Meaning, when you go through one trial, and then you go through another, and then another trial, guess what? God is strengthening you.
Yes, he is.
He's building your character. He's building your faith.
Yes.
He's building your endurance. He can then trust you to bring a message to others that need the same hope.
That's right.
Amen. It's all about building lives. Can I get amen? It's about building one another, not tearing down. It's easy to tear down. It's easy to see, oh, I see all your faults. But as soon as you pick out people's faults, there's three fingers pointing right
That's
back
right.
at you.
That's right.
It's about, what can I do for you, sister? What can I do for you, brother? What can I do to make your life enriched while we wait patiently for the Lord? Let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking in nothing. You know, if God doesn't give me another blessing, he's given me enough. He's given me so much that, man, it's like when Santa Claus has that bag full of toys, that's how weighted down his blessings are for us. Can I get amen? We could just reach in that bag. Oh, wait a minute. There's for me too, and this is for me too.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
That's right. God doesn't cease on blessing his people. And so in closing, saints, although the world is full of tempting offers and people readily share their thoughts regarding how we ought to live, there is only one supreme person to whom we should listen to. Can I get amen? And that is the Lord. Our responsibility is to obey and leave all the consequences to him. Just obey him. Trust him. Walk in the ways that we talked about this morning. Why? Because walking within the will of God is the safest, best, and wisest and happiest place to live. It's not Disneyland. I'd rather walk in the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
For the joy of the Lord is my strength. Although we will not receive everything we desire when we want, we will never miss out on the good things God has for us according to his will and according to his timing. Therefore, we should always, saints, seek God's wisdom in prayer, wait for the guidance, and just kick back and watch how he works. He does a better job than you and I. I hope you know that. And so I leave you with these questions, and then we'll pray. Number one, what requests are you still waiting for God to answer? Some of you have been asking God, possibly for years, maybe months, maybe weeks. There's something in your life that God has the answer for, but he's looking for you to have that patience to look unto him. It's easy to run to and fro, and there's nothing wrong with godly counsel, but ultimately, let God have his final say in
yes,
your life. Can
that's
I get
right.
amen?
That's right.
Because he cannot fail you.
That's right. Amen.
He will never fail you. And so, what requests are you still waiting for God to answer? What are they? For me, you guys always hear me say this for the past, I think, 5 years. I believe sometime this year, I'm going to get my new Prius. I've been sporting my 2004 since 2004. And so God says, just be patient. You know, it's easy to go and get in debt. But I'm saying, God, I'm waiting on you. And I waited. And God has delivered. And so I'll be looking for it sometime in the next 2 weeks. It was easy to go, hey, can you co-sign for me? Oh, hey, can you help me with the down? No. I got to share this with you. Can I share this with you?
Yes.
Okay, let me share this with you, and then we'll finish our three. You know, this is my passion, pastoring. That's my passion. But my bread and butter is my real estate business. I've been doing that for 30 years. And from August of last year up until now, it's been really slow. And I said, Lord, bills are coming. And I said, well, I'm going to trust you, God. And so I was sitting at my desk at home, and the Holy Spirit said, I want you to look in that pile of letters you have stacked there. And they've been there, some letters have been there for like years. And I went in there. It said Southern California Lumber Industry. Oh, yeah, I worked there. When I got out of high school, I'm 60 now, so when I was 18, I worked there for almost 13 years. And so it said retirement. So I called, and I said, yeah, I'm calling and I'm inquiring. I got this letter. It's been sitting on my desk for years. And they said, what's your name? I gave them my name. They go, what's your date of birth? 12/5/58. They said, oh, you're turning 60. I go, yeah, how did you know that? She goes, you're on our database. Really? She goes, yeah. And we're going to be able to send you a pension now. I go, pension? I go, pension? What are you talking about? Pension. He goes, yeah, we have two funds set for you. We got a monthly pension, and then we have a personal account. Personal account? What personal account is that? She goes, oh, yeah, we'll send you. She goes, you got to get an IRA, but we'll send you $62,000. I said, I was doing one of these. I almost fell off my chair. You guys always, I mean, the last few years, I said, you know, one day God's going to bless me with, because, you know, I'm not going to go and get in debt. Matter of fact, by the grace of God, Sister Yolanda, we are debt free. We don't want no credit cards and all these things. Uh-uh. And God just did one of these on my cheek. So I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to rush. And I'm going to make sure it's the right deal, the right color. I'm not just going to settle. Because if I waited all this time, if I've been waiting from 2004... And now I have the capability of get me a new car. I'm going to wait for the right one now. Amen? Now I can make a wise decision. And not just to settle. Listen, we serve a mighty God. Can I get an amen? We serve a mighty God. That was out of sight, out of mind. It was like, but God was saying, just look in there. We serve a mighty God. He takes care of all of our needs according to His riches and glory. And so if you just wait patient on the Lord, whatever you're going through, God is going to see us all through. It's like a chessboard, and He is going to put you in the right place at the right time so that you can, in your life, say checkmate.
That's right.
Because He's going to do it. Amen. Praise God. Number two. I had to share that, saints, because I'm happy. That old four out there is Benelli Bell. It's taking me to and fro. And you know what? I'm going to cry when I have to say bye to that, because it was good to me. It never broke down. It's got 236,000 miles on it. but it's taken me to and fro. And I didn't complain. I said, God, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful car that's taken me to and fro. God is so good, huh? So, which of his attributes assure that he is working on your behalf? Which attribute is it? I think it's all of them that we read.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
Yes.
All of them. He's given us patience, endurance. We can trust him. Amen. He has strengthened us when the times in weakness. Oh, come on. And no matter how bleak your situation looks, man, I'm telling you, when you get to the other side of that trial, you're going to look back to look ahead and say, oh, God, your hand was in it all the whole time. And I couldn't see it. You know what? That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to make it like it's foggy. I don't see past this. And yet God clears out that fog. And then he'll show you the glory. The glory that he has prepared for those that love him. Amen? And so, which of his attributes assure that he is working on your behalf? Number three, do you want the Lord's will above all else, even if he doesn't give you what you want when you desire? That's the tough one there. But God, I want it now. Oh, but Lord, I want to marry him. Oh, Lord, I want to marry her right now. And then you find out in the morning they have to brush their teeth too. Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
You single folks, are you waiting for someone? Wait on the Lord. He will pluck someone from his garden, pow, and then present it to you.
Thank you, Lord. It's coming.
It's coming. Or you could do the easy way. Just go right back into Egypt.
No.
Yeah, just go to Egypt. You'll find some Egyptian mates over there.
False idol.
And then as soon as you come to that altar, yeah I do, the next day, I don't.
My.
Are you going to trust God?
Yes, all the way.
He prepares those things better than we can.
Oh, yes, he does.
Huh? Number four. If not, what is keeping you from trusting him? It's got to be all God. Can I get an amen? And when it's all God, oh my gosh, it's heaven on earth. He'll give you a glimpse of his glory when you've waited and you've been tested and he has given you all that you can to endure. And then at the end of that trial, he'll say, well done. You waited patiently on me. Now let me bless you. And maybe you're here right now or listening on the internet. And maybe you've never given your heart to Jesus. We're going to pray this prayer together as a family with you. And ask God to do the miracle in your life right now of salvation. If you never surrendered your life to Christ, this is your moment right now. Ask him to come in to be the Lord of glory, to be the God of hope, the one that will rescue you from yourself. He loves you with an everlasting love. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. All he's asking you is to reach out to him in faith by his grace and watch him do the miraculous in your life. If that's you listening right now, in the airways, or maybe possibly here in the sanctuary, pray this simple prayer. We'll pray it with you. And ask God to do the miraculous in your life. Pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me in the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give him a shout of praise and glory in the house. Is he worthy? Come on, Jesus is worthy. Amen. Man, I'm so blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.